Wherever you are right now, let us take time to quiet ourselves, to find a kind of peace and stillness within each of our bodies, minds, and spirit, so that we can begin this prayer feeling the God of hope and love, who will let the love light shine upon us this day. Let your patience and kindness just flow through yourself and inspire new depths of living and hope. Let us begin our prayer as we are transformed by God's love. Lover of our souls, we say you are the creator of all that is. We say that you invite us to be co-creators with you. So with faith and hope, and with the power of your love, empower us to embody patience and kindness with strangers as well as with friends and relatives, and with our ecosphere, and with animals. Oh God, you are the artist of the universe, so move among us and through this planet home that we live on. We look out and we see such beauty all around us. But then we hear the news and we can be afraid. So brush governments and citizens with the colors of civility and respect, and bring an end to war and rumors of war and terror and the words of terror that strike fear in our hearts. Bring young and old, gay and straight, black and white, male and female, rich and poor together under a rainbow of bright hope for justice. And enough for all creatures. Holy One, be clear with us in synchronicity and in happenstance of our environment, so that we may participate in caring for the land and the sky and the sea and the water and all the things that are around us, in this place that we live here in Laconer and in the Skagit Valley and on this globe. And with the message that we hear from your word today, open our eyes to the Christ in others and project the light of Christ through us, so that all who come near us might recognize your spirit. And Lord of all, may we live and die feeling connected to your energy and grace as you fill out the cracks of our faith. Fill out those cracks with curiosity and soothe our aches and pains and inspire our thinking and heal our diseases and make us whole. Yes, bring about the wholeness of your kingdom on earth as it is in heaven. Gracious God, most of all, we thank you for Jesus and for his teachings, as we ask you to help us to walk this earth as creative thinkers, following his example. And now praying, as he taught his early disciples, saying that prayer that we call the Lord's Prayer, as we begin. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. And here is our benediction this morning. We have gathered from different places to become one in spirit and faith. We have worshiped in hope. Now we go forth to share God's love with the world. May we see the face of the Holy One in everyone we meet and hear God's holy word in every sound and voice we hear. Go in peace. Amen.